Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's delightful to have your company for this update show. It is Habit 21 and it is Random Acts of Kindness. I'm halfway through and hasn't this been an interesting week? The habit of random acts of kindness, it's making me hang my head as I say this because I feel that after a week of paying compliments, opening doors for people, making eye contact, smiling, seeing the good in people. These are all things that just constitute good manners, and I can't believe these soft edges in people have been filed into such hard, sharp corners, and I include myself in that. I am not immune to it, I am not judging. This is just the world that we live in today. Case in point, I'm quite tired this week. I'm recording this on Friday. I'm shattered. I've been running around recording podcasts, going to launches and events and trying to keep on top of housework, paperwork, you know, life stuff. And it's one of those weeks whereby Tuesday, you know, you are really going to need your weekend. I woke up this morning and just thought, coffee, 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 because I've got a full desk day and I needed to get out of the house to get some fresh air. Otherwise, I wouldn't see daylight today. So I walked to my nearest coffee shop, my favourite coffee shop, actually. As I approached the door to go in, someone on the other side was coming out. So I kind of sort of did a little run walk thing and opened the door for her. And she just walked past me, didn't make eye contact, didn't say thank you, didn't even acknowledge that I was there, just acted as though I was a door opener. And for a moment, I could feel the bile and I could feel the passive aggressive, "You're welcome," at the back of my mouth, ready to come out. But then I remembered that she may have felt awkward, not quite sure what to do, and so just gave me the shield, which is what I'm calling it. So sort of walking around this last week thinking, what am I calling this thing? Because I can now I've sort of seen it in myself. I can see in other people of just the shield of the not acknowledging, and I'm just calling it the shield. Anyway, it reminded me of one of my random acts of kindness from the week, actually, which was I was on the tube the other day. And I was coming out, and so I was going up the escalator, and it was really, really quite busy. And there was a woman behind me, and she had a big pram, one of the flat ones, so it took up three steps on the stairs. And she also had two young children with her, so she was really juggling a lot, like this big pram with a baby in it, and then two young children. And one of the little girls was obviously a bit nervous about getting on the escalator and was standing next to her mother and then blocking the side of the escalator that people walk on. And there was someone, well, in fact, there were about two or three people wanting to walk up the escalator. It was not a particularly long escalator. So they were trying to get past and they were getting a bit irritated at this kid. So I took a few steps down, reached out my hand and stood next to her and sort of put her next to me. So she was out of everyone's way. Now, though the mother kept mouthing thank you at me and smiling, the child didn't look at me once. She clung to my hand. I mean, she really did cling to my hand, but she didn't look at me. And I said, "Are you ready to jump?" When we got to the top, "Are you ready to do a little jump?" And she did a little jump, but she didn't look at me. And it's fine. So at the coffee shop this morning, I wondered whether the lack of eye contact is just because we're not sure what to do in that situation and saying thank you or smiling feels uncomfortable, which, let's face it, is a massive shame. I think we can all relate to that experience where somebody says hello to you or somebody says something to you and you say, "Oh, excuse me, pardon what?" Or you get involved in an exchange and then it doesn't go so well. Particularly as women, maybe a bit more than men. I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening and feel like I'm singling you out. I'm not, but I've definitely responded to people in the past and then realised, oh, I really shouldn't have said anything to that because now I'm having this weird conversation with this person and it's a bit uncomfortable and I'm being too polite to just say, could you leave me alone? But anyway, maybe that's part of it. Anyway, it's all good. The main thing is when somebody does give you the shield, it's not letting those little perceived slights accumulate into thinking and feeling everyone is a dick, because they aren't, we aren't, I'm not, you're not. It's not been a perfect week. I was walking down Regent Street in central London the other day, which is a very busy and very famous street. London is my hood, it's where I work, and I'm used to dodging tourists who, unlike me, are stopping to take everything in while I'm hoofing from one appointment to the other without looking up. I felt myself a couple of times think, really? On one of the busiest streets in the world? As I avoided yet another near miss with someone stopping to take a picture or figure out where they were on a map. And it's really shoddy behaviour in me and I need to stop it. I just need to realise we're all experiencing every single thing differently. Stop it. You're not better just because you know your way around London.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't you stop and ask them if they need help on their map, Emma? Stop walking over them like Heidi Klum walked over Sarah Jessica Parker when she tripped up on the catwalk in Sex and the City. Be nice. Help. Be thoughtful. The last thing I want to do is make 26 Habits preachy because I come from no position, but it feels as though the move away from being instinctively nice, open and accepting has made way for being suspicious, closed and hostile. And I'm not just saying this from personal experience, I've canvassed some friends. And in fact, the only person who doesn't really feel like this is 100% accurate is the only person I know who doesn't use public transport. So maybe that plays a role, I don't know. I know I've created a shield in order to protect myself from any potential threat. There are memes all over the place about being nice, you know, like in a world where you can be anything, be kind. But sometimes in the last week, it's felt like banging my head against a brick wall or too little too late or a drop in the ocean. And then I have an existential crisis about if you're being kind to get or feel something in return, then it's not being nice or kind at all. Is it now, Emma? Someone in the Facebook group for the show, the link to join is in the show notes, by the way, made the point that the three pillars of this habit do one very simple thing, and that's acknowledge other people's existence and how important it is to feel seen and to be appreciated. Maybe that's why fame is so sought after. I'm not going to pull at that thread now. That's just literally come to my mind, but maybe that's a bigger podcast with an expert. Who knows? Anyway, that's just literally come into my light bulb moment brain thing. Anyway, I personally am going to make a point to come from a place of kindness, which in the past I always thought meant letting other people decide or deferring to other people's wants and needs. So I thought kindness was just saying yes all the time to somebody or whatever you want, or I don't really think that, but what do you think? And then them saying the total opposite and me going, yeah, I think you're right, because I wanted them to think I was kind. So being kind while also standing up for yourself and not being a pushover is something I'm not going to figure out in a week. And it's obviously a much bigger issue. But this is definitely a longer work in progress. Kindness with boundaries. How are you kind and not porous? But something this habit has made me realise I need to do is make this a priority for my future, for everyone's future, for the future. What are your experiences with random acts of kindness? Do you feel as though there's little point in being kind because no one is kind back? Do you feel the move away from the default position of kindness is something you see and feel more and more? Let me know by emailing me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or get in touch on social media where I'm at Emma Guns. You can slide into my DMs on Twitter and on Instagram. And as I said, the Facebook group where we're having lots of conversations about this sort of thing, the link to join will be in the show notes. I said in the last episode, in the first episode, and you know, this seemed kind of woolly. I didn't really understand what it would look like. What is a random act of kindness, etc., etc. It's actually proven to be one of the most thought-provoking 26 habits and the one that's really made me think long and hard about me, my friends and other people and bigger picture, the world in general. And this is a two-week habit, as they all are, but I feel like this will be revisited in other podcasts with other guests because I feel like it's actually something that needs a bit more discussion and a bit more perspective as much as we pursue this ourselves personally. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the show. It's been a delight working on this one. It's been very, very interesting. Again, please do get in touch with me. And if you are enjoying the podcast and don't ever want to miss an episode, please hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you might be listening, streaming or downloading to this podcast. And if you have an option to leave a 5-star review, I'd be so grateful if you could. That would be totally incredible and awesome. Thank you again, and I will see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.